Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
I'm getting jiggy with it, y'all. I'm getting jiggy with it. From the skywalk to the runway, from the catwalk to the dog walk. Style is a form of self-expression, and we use clothes to give us the freedom of who we are and express how we're feeling. But every now and then, we need a little help in the style department. Mom, I love you, but I'm sick and tired of your advice on style. Your style advice is not helping my career. I can't do the turtlenecks anymore. I can't do the turtleneck shirts, the turtleneck blazers, the turtleneck pajamas, the turtleneck ties, the turtleneck socks. I can't do it. Which is why I've hired a professional to be on the show today. Please welcome a young emerging designer and styling consultant with a passion for fashion and a heart to create and inspire. Put your hands together for Ebony McClanahan. McClanahan, Ebony McClanahan, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be here. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing so great. I'm happy to have you on the phone to give me some advice. I'm going to use this opportunity to ask some advice from you as much as possible because my mom, she ain't doing it for me no more. It's not helping my career. The turtlenecks, I don't like turtlenecks. I've been trying to tell her that for years. You feel me?
I feel you. I could definitely help out with that. We'll get you straight. We can do
Please,
that.
Please, let's do that. And I know that my audience want to get some advice. We're going to talk about what's trending in fashion. This is so on point because I just had an epiphany. I used to think that film and television runs the world, and then Beyonce made me think that girls run the world. No disrespect or anything, but the truth is fashion runs the world. Are you with me on that? Can you feel me?
I definitely do, and you know what you wear is all about, you know, you, and the first thing that people see about you is your clothes before they see anything else. Your style speaks volumes, you know, so it's definitely all about what you have on, how you present yourself, and just ultimately the message you want to send. So, you know, fashion is a huge part of the world we run, and you know, I'm happy to just be here and help everybody in the right message, you know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely. I want to talk about your company. I want to talk about everything that you're doing, but I want to talk about the origins of how this started. So to my understanding, you were like a child prodigy ready to go to an Ivy League school and find the cure for cancer and common colds and all these different diseases, but you said, you know what, that's not who I want to be. I'm not going to be what other people want me to be, and you just took on a journey to get into fashion. That's amazing. Is that correct?
This is correct. You know, when I was in high school, I graduated with a 4.17 GPA, and I had the application for the Ivy League schools on my desk. And you know, everyone was telling me that I should be a doctor or a lawyer or a politician. And you know, those are all great careers, but I just knew that wasn't what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to make a difference through fashion. And you know, for the longest time I didn't really tell anybody. I kind of just kept it a secret and kept my nose in the books. But you know, as I got older, I knew I couldn't live my life too much longer trying to do what other people wanted me to do. It was time to, you know, live for me and live the life that God had called me to live. So you know, by the time I got a senior in high school, I became president of the fashion club, had my first fashion show, you know, walking down the runway in my high school gym and everything with my first little collection, and it's just truly blossomed from there.
Mm. So when was the first moment you realized that fashion was for you? When did it hit you like a bolt of lightning?
Actually, I was 6 years old, and me and my brother, we used to play outside in our socks all the time. We would not play. I don't know what it was. We didn't like shoes back then. But we would go outside and play in the street in our socks. And my mom got so tired of us running outside in our socks and always having to sew up the holes. So she sat me down one day. She said, "Baby, here is a needle. Here is some thread. You are going to sew up the holes in your socks." And
wow.
I started sewing up the holes in my socks so that I could, you know, play outside. And just the feeling of being able to create something, to restore something, was just like a light bulb went off. It was like, okay, I can use my hands to create something really cool. And, you know, from there, my dad, he bought me one of my first Barbie dolls, and he bought me this little fashion design kit that came with it where you could design your Barbie doll's clothes. And instead of using the clothes that came with it, I decided to use my socks because that was what I had, you know, learned how to use. That was what my mom taught me, and I started using Kleenex tissues and pieces of paper and just all these different things to just make and create clothes. And from there, I knew at a very, very early age that I wanted to do that. I wanted to make clothes. I wanted to create things, you know, from unconventional materials and just really express myself through fashion.
You know what? You really might be on to something. This might be a nice little product for, you know, for kids in the hood that can't afford all the designer clothes for their Barbies. You know, put a little sock and Kleenex kit together. Boom! You know what I'm saying? Ken got a two-piece suit. Barbie's got something to go on night on the town with. Hey, you might want to put that together. I like You know, I'm feeling that. So all of this led you to, so you graduated. So what do you have a degree in right now from your
fashion? I have a degree in apparel manufacturing management.
Nice, nice. And you took your degree and all your experience from childhood, and now you have a company. And your company is called Ebony Camille, correct?
Sure, Ebony Camille. It is a freelance fashion design and styling company. So what I do is I do styling consulting, I do personal shopping, help people find the perfect look that's right for each season. We find the classic pieces that everybody needs in their wardrobe with a modern twist to it, just to kind of allow them to express themselves. And I also make one-of-a-kind pieces on the fashion design end where, you know, if I can't find what you're looking for, I'll make it for you. And, you know, everything from dresses to tops to skirts, just all, you know, one-of-a-kind original pieces where you'll be the only one on the streets rocking it. And, you know, people will say, "Oh, where did you get that from?" And you could say, "Oh, it's the Ebony original, and she made it with me in mind," you know. But that's what we're about.
Wow. So what audience do you cater to? Because when it comes to having a fashion consultant, it's normally associated with celebrities and, you know, big-time people. You know, brother like me, I'm on food stamps right now, so I have to be honest with you. Do you take food stamps? You know, what kind of budget you work out? Because I want to be able to afford you, but I'm not sure, you know, you take EBT.
You know, I could definitely work with that, you know, but honestly, I think but style it's not a luxury. You know, I think style is a right that's afforded to everyone. And, you know, the reason why I started doing this consulting business is just, you know, growing up in the neighborhood and the people I'm around, there's a lot of single mothers or women with, you know, a lot of kids and just different family goals and obligations where they don't have the time to invest in themselves. They don't have the time to shop and haul up the minivan full of all the kids into the fitting room to try on clothes just to look nice. And I wanted to create a company and a place where people from all different walks of life could have the opportunity to look good and feel good. Because ultimately, when you look good, you feel good. You feel better about yourself. And I wanted to give everybody that opportunity to truly express themselves and let their personality show through their style. So, you know, whether you're you know, you have a big budget and you want to you know, ball for the night, for a night out on the town, or, you know, you just know that your kids need back-to-school clothes for the fall season, and, you know, you just want to make your dollar stretch the most. You know, that's what I'm here for, to make sure that, you know, your style comes through in every area of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffled. I am Motown Maurice, the one and only, and I am here on the phone with Ebony McClanahan. And she's about to give us some advice for every woman on what she should have and what she shouldn't have. Maybe, you know, give some advice for all the listeners. Remember, this is a call-in show, so please do call in and join the conversation. So can you share something with us for some women on what they should have, they have to have in their closet?
Definitely. I think there's 10 key essential pieces that I feel every woman should have in their closet. Number one, the crisp white shirt. It is a classic. You can find it in almost every women's clothing brand known to man. Every company has that crisp, classic white shirt. You can, you know, dress it up, dress it down, and it's, you know, just that classic tailored piece to have. Every woman should have a pencil skirt, a well-fitting pencil skirt that, you know, hugs the curves, you know, respectfully but still in the right places and just allows her to show that extra, you know, special touch of sophistication. I think number three should be a cardigan, just that lightweight classic sweater that you can throw on and you can layer with other pieces. Number four, every woman should have a pair of dark wash jeans. Dark wash jeans are the most flattering shade on any body type, any shape, any size, and they just work well with everyone. And they camouflage the areas that you want to hide and accentuate the areas that you want to bring out. So dark wash jeans are a plus. Every woman should also have the little black dress. It's that staple piece that you can go to in your closet, whether it's a brunch or that you want to throw on your cardigan with, or a nice little night out on the town. The little black dress is a classic piece that everybody should have. There should be a blazer in there, a nice, fitting, well-tailored blazer that fits you, that's the right length, that you can dress up or dress down, wear at work, wear on the weekend with a nice pair of jeans, just the blazer, the all-around important piece. There should be T-shirts in there, both V-necks and scoop necks. Crew necks are actually not a good flattering fit on people. I've come to find that crew necks are not the best T-shirt to wear, but if you are going to have some T-shirts in your collection, make sure that they're V-necks and scoop necks. They can be they come in a variety of different colors and fits and styles, but good, well-fitting T-shirts are a great thing to have. A tote bag to carry all your things going to and forth from the 9-to-5 office jobs to the parks to the parties. A tote bag just to carry it all together is a great thing to have. Also, an all-weather trench coat. Double-breasted trench coats are very flattering on almost every body type. They elongate the body and just really, you know, put everything together. And then finally, my favorite piece, the wrap dress. I think the wrap dress is one of the few dresses out there that looks great on every body type. They come in a variety of colors. There's a lot of stretch to them. There's give to them. It instantly creates that hourglass figure as it cinches around the waist. And I think, you know, every closet is essentially complete if they have those 10 classic pieces in there.
10 classic pieces, ladies. I hope you're taking notes. I love it. Now, I didn't notice you mention anything about anything see-through. You don't advise any see-through attire, transparent, no, nothing like that?
No, I tend to stay away from see-through attire. You know, I think it has its place.
We need more ladies wearing see-through. That's what I'm talking about. This is the Motel Maurice Hustle and Shuffle, and I got Ebony McClanahan on the line, and we do have some callers patiently waiting to get on the phone to talk to you and get some advice. So we got area code 951-852. You are on the line right now. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Liz, and I actually don't have a question. I have just some words about Ebony. And I just encourage everyone to get Ebony Camille Original. She will be famous one day. She's creative, and she can just turn nothing into something beautiful. And I just want to say to Ebony, just keep doing your thing, and I will be purchasing something very soon.
Well, thank you, Liz.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you very much for calling. All right. is on the road to being famous. Thank you, thank you. Ebony, you got your callers. She must have some of your attire wear. We're going to keep it moving. 951-729, you are on the line right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jessa. I went to school with Ebony, and I just wanted to say she's a great person, a great designer. She's incredibly passionate about everything she does. And so I just wanted to let her know I'm so, so proud of her, and everybody should just go out and support her because she's great, and I love her.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for the shout-out. Ebony, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm left.
Hi, Ebony.
Oh, man. Ebony's overwhelmed right now with all the love and support, so she's just, like, lost for words.
Yeah. No, I'm so proud of her. She's amazing. And, I mean, if you are going to have her be your personal shopper, I do suggest go shopping with her so that you can hear what she has to say when she picks things out for you, because there's nothing better than her being in the moment and you understanding what it is and why she's picking things out for you and what works best with you. And she really does find the best things at the best prices. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, listeners.
Thank
pay
you.
Attention. Ebony Camille, you want to use her. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're going to keep the party going because we got more callers coming in to give love to this up-and-coming, emerging fashion consultant and stylist. Yes, indeed. We got 951-303. You are on the line right now. Give your shout-out or say your question.
Hello. My name is Tiffany Baker, and I am Ebony's pastor.
Hey, hey, pastor. How you
and
doing?
I'm blessed in the Lord, and I'm very proud of her. But more than I'm proud of her, I'm here to let you know that she really puts it down.
Okay.
She styles me. She's made me several pieces, one that I wore for a very special event, and you can see it on her Facebook. And what I like about her is you can be dignified in your clothes but still be hot.
Wow. All right now.
You know, you don't have to you said, should we have see-through? When Ebony dresses you, you don't need to have see-through because it leaves a lot to the imagination. And you can still feel like a woman and not a prude, but you can still be classy but not trashy.
All right.
And I just encourage people that, of all walks in life, but more importantly, the woman that wants to make a statement, and a statement of power, of dignity, of grace, of strength. I think those are the women that Ebony clothing line is for, and I encourage everyone to check out her on Facebook. I've allowed her to put the outfit that she made for me on Facebook, and I just see great things in her future.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Tiffany Baker. Okay. We appreciate your call.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right, Ebony. You in with the Lord. You good. You good to go. You got in with the Lord. You got the pastor's wife looking fly. You are good to go. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, Ebony, go ahead and you have a direct website you want to plug real quick?
Yes, my website right now is it's www.wix.com/ebony1637/EbonyCamille. And even on the page where this link is at, you can just click the link right below the bio, and that's the link to my website right now. And, you know, I just want to say thank you, you know, to everybody for calling in, for the love and support, because I really would not be here if it wasn't for the support of you all. And even to Pastor Tiffany, you know, you really inspired and encouraged me and empowered me to do this and to pursue my dreams. And I want to thank you even as just being that voice of grace and dignity in my life and empower me to clothe women just like you. So,
all right, all right. Well, save some of your thanks because the party is keeping on. We got some more people calling, and we're going to keep it going. We got 619-990. You are on the line right now. What's your name, and please speak?
Hi, my name is Bianca Coleman, and this is just a shout-out for Ebony. we worked together on a few fashion events, and I was fortunate enough to have her style me for some of my photo shoots, and she's just, from that point, like, even a year ago, she was had an amazing sense of style. She knew exactly how to bring out the essence and any theme we were working with and made sure the outfit worked for me, and she's just great. Like, she's creative, professional, and really fun to work with.
Fun to work with, creative, professional. Thank you very much, Bianca. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. We got the line buzzing. They're going, the internet is going nuts right now just to talk to Ebony McCallahan, promoting her new fashion line, her company, Ebony Camille. We're going to keep going. We got another caller. Let me check it out. We got everyone, be patient. Please be patient. Don't hang up. We're going to keep it going. We got 951-795. You are on the line right now.
Hi, Ebony. It's Luda. I'm just such a great fan of your work. And then a question that I have is, you know, winter's coming around, so I was wondering what's the best, I guess, thing to do to keep warm but also look stylish, because, you know, you're cold, you want to pile on those big fat jackets, but that style kind of fades away. So what's the advice to keep stylish in the winter season and stay warm?
That's a great question, Luda. Definitely for this season, if the what you can really do to just stay stylish and bring that pop into the wardrobe while still staying warm is to bring in the colors. The big colors for the fall and winter season are a mustard yellow, kind of the rust, the burnt orange color, jade greens, eggplant purples, metallics, and camel is really big. So what I suggest, even for me, when I'm dressing in the wintertime, I take those classic pieces. If you have, you know, or your coat or your jeans and your boots and you know, just different the pieces that you usually use to keep warm, you can make them fun. Spice them up. Get a bright pop of color in there. Use a fun print. Polka dots are big this season. Plaids and florals are really big, too. So that way you can still stay warm but look fabulous doing it.
That is perfect. You're like a genius in the fashion department. Wow. So
yes.
Great, and your advice is perfect. I mean, you're better than anyone else. So thank you so much. Dream big, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Luda. Bye. Thank you, Luda.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, the beauty is, Ebony, you know, based off of what I know, you would have been a genius at anything you put your heart to, without a doubt. And you are putting your heart in fashion, and it is completely showing. So keep on going, my dear, and we're going to keep this line going. We got a 951-537. You are about to be on the line, so be ready with your question or your comment. Oops, hold on, wrong person. Hold on. Here you go, right? There you go. You're on the line now.
All right. Am I on?
Yes, you are on. Go ahead.
All right. This is Kenny McClanahan, Ebony's father. I've only known her about 21 years. and I just want to say I am very, very proud of her, because she has always been a young lady who has a dream, who has a vision, and no matter what is before her, no matter what obstacles, she continues to press toward the very goals that she has. So her even being on the show today, her even being able to close so many people, her just being able to just share the love of just her heart and what God has given her has been a blessing to me, just to be able to see her just grow and to be the woman of God that she is, and then also being the entrepreneur that she is. So she's always had a desire to clothe people, and I can guarantee you, if you look her up for your own personal designs, you'll be blessed by the garments that you're wearing just because she has had her hand in them.
All right, Papa. Go ahead, Daddy. I totally agree with you. Ebony, you want to go ahead and respond on that one? Are you speechless?
I'm just sitting back just like in total awe right now. Thank you, Dad, just for the encouragement and And, you know, just for the comments and just for the love from everybody, you know, even from day one with the first little Barbie doll and fashion kit, you know, you've been right there to push me and help me towards my dreams and, you know, to believe in me. So I just want to thank you and just everybody, each and every person, just for believing in me. And I know that I believe in you just as much as you believe in me, you know. So just, you know, thank you.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's my pleasure. I love you. And, you know, like you said, I do remember the day. Because I got to tell you, letting the host know, Ebony was, you know, the 4.0 student who everybody was looking to become the next doctor and the next senator. You know, I told her, whatever you choose to do in life, make sure that if you weren't making the money in the beginning, you still love to get up. So fashion has been a love for her, and that's why she's prospering in it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. McClanahan. We very, very much appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed time.
Thank you. You too. Take care. All right. You got your father calling in. That's deep. You know that's deep when you inspire your father. All right. That is deep. We're going to keep it going. We got 443-631. You are on the line right now.
Hi, this is Shamari, Ebony's friend. I've known Ebony for a long time, and I just want to say I'm so proud of you. And even though I'm older than you, I look up to you, and you're just beautiful. And I'm just so proud of you, and I know that you're going to do big things. And when I get married, you're going to be making my dress, and everybody's going to want it. And I'm going to be like, Ebony did it. That's my girl.
No, it
and, right? And I just... And I'm so blessed to know you, and I'm just so proud of you, and I love you so much.
I love you too, girl. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call.
All right, bye.
All right. All right, this is Motown Maurice on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle and the emerging fashion designer. She's already emerged, ladies and gentlemen. Ebony McClanahan, she is on the line. She is taking advice. No, she is giving advice, and she's passing it along. And we got callers right now calling in. She's taking comments from all the loved ones. We're going to go off the air in about 3 minutes, but you can continue calling in. But the whole show will be archived, so make sure you check out this show later, all right? So this is the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. Like I said, we got another caller calling in right now, 951-712, you are on the line right now. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you are on the line, 951.
Oh, Ebony, this is Lee. I just wanted to say I am just so beside myself talking to you on this show. And I would tell everyone that her demeanor is really to educate. It's not just the clothing, but to educate you on what you're wearing and how to wear it. And I thank you, Ebony, for all the conversations that we have. I've always come away feeling like I learned something new. So I would tell your future clients and all those listening that if you don't want just to get dressed or to have something put together, but to educate you on why you're wearing it and how to wear it and how to present yourself as you wear it. And I just say thank you, and I truly thank God for you, Ebony.
Thank you. Go respond, Ebony. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lee. It's truly been just a joy and an honor to have, you know, your love and support in my life, and, you know, it's always a pleasure to work with you, to shop for you and make those trips downtown to help you out, and it's ultimately a blessing. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Lee. Thank you. We had one other person that was on the line, but they drifted away. If you call back, I'll make room for you. But Ebony, wow, I'm lost for words myself. I don't even know what to say, and I know I'm the host. I mean, just the support and the love of calling in, everybody believing in you. I mean, I recognize the talent and the beauty and your skills and everything in you when we met and just through conversation. But these are people that have known you for a long time, and they are just, you know, magnifying all of that. So How do you feel?
I definitely feel overjoyed. I think is the word of the day, and I think it truly reminds me of why I'm doing this in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just even as we were talking briefly before, fashion is just, you know, a medium for me to truly inspire people, and you know, the tagline for my business is create and inspire, and you know, just to hear all the love and the calls, you know, everybody knowing that, you know, that they believed in me and supported my dreams as well is truly inspiring me to keep going, you know, to keep going. And, you know, it's you know, I use fashion and style as a medium to encourage people, to let them know that they can be the best that they are. They can be the best you. You can do whatever you want to do and show that and carry yourself with grace, with strength, with dignity, with pride and with honor in who you are. Through your fashion and through your clothes and through your style, and you know, to know that I've done that, to know that I've touched people with the clothes that I design and the way that I help them embody their own personal style is the best gift anybody could ever be given. So I'm just overjoyed.
Overjoyed is the best way to put it. We got one more caller right now. We're gonna take this last caller and we're gonna wrap up this show. We got 951-537. You're the only caller holding, so you are on the line right now.
And I am like that. You can kill me.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are on the line. Sorry for holding so long. Say your question or your comment to Ebony.
Hey, yes, hi.
Yes, you are on the line right now. Say your question or your comment to Ebony.
I just want to tell Ebony that this is Carol, and I'm giving her a shout-out, and that I'm so proud of her. And is she there? Can I talk to her?
She's here. She's listening.
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with her that, you know, through the power of Christ, that we can accomplish everything that we're set forth to do. I think that she embodies the complete woman of God, and I just wanted her to know and the world to know that, you know, we're here to back her and just to let her know that we're here.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Without a doubt. All right. So we got to wrap up this show. This has been a great show. But before we go, you got to tell everybody about some of your other endeavors that you're a part of. I mean, I know your company is a part of fashion shows. You are like a creative director. There's an open mic. If you can briefly talk about those things and whatever else come to mind, that would be great.
Yes, definitely. Actually, I am working at a nonprofit organization right now called the Empowerment Center, and we also have church services here. That was Pastor Tiffany Baker that you heard call in. She's the founder of the Empowerment Center, and we have a youth program there that I helped found called Freely Operating Under New Direction, and it's just an opportunity to help kids be the example in the world, you know, through speech, through faith, through love, through conduct, and through purity. And it's just really an opportunity to give young people in the valley, young high school and college students, the chance to just be all that God has called them to be. And we have open mic nights the fourth Friday of every month, and I'm holding down the stage doing poetry or singing or whatever else comes to mind. And we've got, you know, a big New Year's Eve concert coming up. We've got fashion shows coming up, all types of different things. But it's just a wonderful opportunity to be able to give back and make a difference in the lives of young people by giving them the freedom to express themselves and just be them, you know. So that's an awesome endeavor that I have going on.
Excellent, excellent. And you also, at times, you team up with a lot of photographers, correct?
Yes, I do. That's the new venture in the Ebony Camille business. I'm working with photographers, just up-and-coming photographers that want to build their portfolios and people who are interested in getting into the modeling industry. I'm styling photo shoots now, even as you heard Bianca call in. You know, she was my first fruit of that, you know, just being able to pull looks together for her and style the photo shoots, create a theme or a vision and just, you know, go forth. So that's also what I'm doing. You know, if you ever have a photo shoot for magazines or music video shoots or you're an upcoming artist and you're just looking for, you know, a stylist to help you convey the message that you're trying to send, give me a call. Contact me and, you know, I'll help you out and help you send the right message to the world about who you are and what you want to do.
Give her a call. Give Ebony a call. So, all right, I got to bring this right back to me because we're running out of time and I got to get the fashion advice that I need so I can survive. Is that okay with you? I just got two questions. Is that all right? Okay. So we've met once and you've seen some of my pictures on Facebook and things like that. So, you know, I have a style that, you know, reflects a different era than the era that we're in right now in terms of my hair. But what I'm trying to remove is every time somebody see me, I'm like Kid and Play or I'm like Fresh Prince. Is there anything that could be done about that?
Aside from cutting your hair?
No, I ain't cutting my hair. But
okay.
I'm just saying, is there anything that I could wear to accentuate, you know, a style instead of being Kid and Play? Kid and Play is not my name. You know, so, Kid and Play is cool, but that's not my name.
You know, I think I had a friend once, she told me, she said, you know, it doesn't matter what my hair looks like in the morning, as long as I have on a good outfit, then I'm all right.
And I'm all right. Okay,
I took it and stuck with it. But I think for you, even if you dress in a way that, you know, sends the message that you're trying to send, you know, you can have the Kid and Play haircut, if you will, but if you've got on a nice suit, you know, or some nice, well-fitting jeans, nice dress shoes, you know, a button-up shirt, you know, kind of untucked but still just, you know, relaxed, the casual, cool, chic, it's still, you know, your clothes still say more about you, you know, and your clothes will still speak louder than your hair does. So, you don't have to change up you know, you could keep the style, you could rock the cut, but, you know, just, you know, elevate the rest of it, you know, if you, you know, instead of wearing, you know, the whole Kid and Play persona, you could still be you and you know, and rock it. And, you know, just, you know, it's all about wearing those classic tailored pieces and, you know, making it your own, you know, so you could do that. That'll definitely work.
All right. So my last question is, I don't know if you can help me too, since, you know, I got complicated situations, you know. So we've all heard the phrase, don't dress for the job you have, dress for the job you want, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, and I feel that because, you know, when it comes to, you know, me being, you know, late-night talk show host, I dress to impress and people feel that. But my question is, how do you dress for the woman you want? Because I'm having problems in the women's department. So I'm trying to see, you know, what can I do to impress the ladies on a budget? Because maybe it's the way I'm dressing.
I think to a well-dressed man is, you know, is a plus in terms of, you know, what women look for, but it's also about confidence. But you can have on a suit. I've met guys with a suit who are just, you know, they lack the confidence or they're unsure of themselves or they, you know, don't think they look the best even though they have on, you know, quote-unquote, what's the best for them. So I think confidence is the best accessory that you can add to your wardrobe because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you have on. If you're not confident about it, it's not going to read across to the rest of the world. But, you know, whether you've got on a paper bag or, you know, a $1,000 suit, if you rock it and own it and know that, you know, you've got it and that at the end of the day that you're good enough, that will read across louder than anything you have on. So
do you design confidence? Is that something I can purchase? You don't do that? No, okay, I got to find that on my own. I got you. All right, sorry about that. As we wrap up the show, make this your final thoughts. Tell me what's on your mind, and and, you know, thank everybody, and tell me one of the greatest lessons you've learned so far throughout your journey.
No, the greatest lesson that I've learned throughout my journey is just that your gifts and your callings will make room for you, but it is your integrity and your character that will keep you when you get there. And, you know, my pastor, Tiffany Baker, she instilled that in me early on from the moment I met her. And, you know, I used to think that every opportunity in life was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, that whether it was a fashion show or the opportunity to style celebrities or music groups or whatever it was, every time I had to turn it down, I felt like it was the end of me, like there was never going to be any other opportunity like that. But the moment that I decided to just say, okay, I'm not going to be afraid of success anymore, I'm not going to be afraid of failing, I'm not going to be afraid of messing up, I'm just going to go forth and do it, that was when the door started opening. And, you know, for me, I want to encourage people to pursue their dreams and to have the character and integrity to maintain them when you get them. Because it's easy to walk into the doors. Your gifts, your talents, your callings, it's always going to make room for you. But make sure that you're ready, that you know how to keep deadlines, that you know how to not give up when things get hard. You know, for me, I was commuting 8 hours a day every day just to get to school because I wanted it that bad. I wanted to pursue this thing that bad. And, you know, I want to make sure that my audience members know, no matter what fear or you know, what pain or heartache or disappointment stand in your way, it's okay to overcome them. It's okay to speak to your challenges and say, this is what I want to do with my life. This is who I'm going to be, and go for it. And as you stand and have the courage to pursue everything that God has for you and everything that he's called you to be, he'll open those doors. Those doors will open for you with every yes that you make. And, you know, keep going. Don't let anything stop you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from her herself. Keep going, and don't stop. Ebony McClanahan, thank you so much for being on the show. I sincerely and passionately enjoyed you. Thank you to all of the callers. You made this show excellent. You revealed how great of a person she is, and you're on the path to success. And don't forget about her, brother. As soon as, you want, I can, you know, slide my EBT card, and we can get it rolling. we can get it rolling. We'll work out something because I need some help. I need some fashion help. No more turtlenecks, Mom. So thank you, like I said, for being on the show. I do have one question to ask you. Can you handle one more?
Yes, I can handle one more question.
One more question. All right. It's simple. Hopefully you got the answer, and I know you do because you're so sharp. My question is, who's the future of late-night television?
Motown Maurice.
Woo-hoo! Ebony, you are awesome. I look forward to just hearing more about your success. Will you please be on the show again in the future?
Absolutely.
All right. That's exactly what I want to hear. And I look forward to also interviewing you in front of my live studio audience. They're there. They're waiting. So thank you. Thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed and keep being an inspiration to everyone around you.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show that was. Goodness, I wish I had fans like that. Why my fans don't call to talk to me? But it's okay. It's all about Ebony McClanahan. And please do check out her website link here on this page. And, of course, her clothing line is on the rise. She's got an online store that will be launching possibly within a year. Ebony Camille, check it out. She lives by the mantra, look good, feel good. And from this day forth, I will look good and feel good. Make sure you go to MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. It's the quest of a late night talk show host. Check me out. Follow my blog. Follow my journey along with Ebony. Until next time, be blessed. God bless. Peace as the quest continues. The future of late night.